Welcome to another episode of the Powerful Babe Podcast with your host, Sarah Wolak. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Full disclaimer, today is going to be another car episode where I'm making my podcast episode in the car. So you might hear my gigantic gallon jug slashing around on the floor. If you do, I apologize. I literally carry a whole gallon of water with me. Do I drink it every day? All the time? Do I drink a gallon of water every day? No. But what I've come to realize is because this is what I would do, is I would carry a smaller water bottle with me, and then I would finish drinking it. And then I wouldn't refill my water, and I wouldn't drink any more water. So if I have a big, gigantic water bottle, I'm more inclined to just drink more water because I have it accessible to me. So a little life hack for you there. But yeah, I love my gallon hydro flask. So moving on from that, today we are talking about manifesting. And this podcast talks about a lot of things specific around manifestation and that whole lifestyle, whatever. And Catherine Zenkina, if you guys don't know who that is, she is someone who I've listened to for a while now and actually did take one of her like manifestation courses to help me out as far as like knowledge on manifestation. So if you guys don't listen to her, you definitely should check her out. It's Manifestation Babe. She has been such an amazing tool for my life. So sharing that with you guys, because the more you know, the more your life can be better, I guess. You can always learn something new, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, but there's so much knowledge out there that I don't even know about still on these topics, but like I said, I share what I know. So anyway, she was talking about this and I wanted to share it with you guys, because when it comes to manifestation, like I said, for me, I'll repeat myself again because I love to do that, apparently. There is so much more that I know I need to learn about, and one of the things that has helped me tremendously as far as manifestation goes is that, I guess, in conclusion or whatever, to just get to the point and I guess explain more to you guys, when it comes to like manifestation is not like a thing you do and then forget about it and be your same self. Manifestation is like a lifestyle. It's a way of life. That's like the best way I can describe it. Manifestation is, yeah, a lifestyle. Manifestation is an everyday thing. It's an every minute thing. It's who you are at your core. And let me explain that. When it comes to manifestation, a lot of us, me included, me totally guilty of this, I was under the impression that manifestation is like, okay, you script in your journal, you know, you write your manifestation list and you write your vision board and that's it. And you don't make any changes and, oh, it'll come because I wrote it down and whatnot, but I'm not making any changes in my life and I'm still miserable and I'm still complaining and yada yada. No. Manifestation is an embodiment. So, what do I mean by that? Manifestation is you waking up and being like, you know what? It's okay. Today, you know, maybe you wake up and you're not in a good mood, but it's okay. Today is everything. I am the luckiest girl in the world or guy in the world. And I honestly, just side note, I actually enjoy the whole like lucky girl syndrome, whatever you want to call it. That's been, I guess, trending because it has allowed me to start my mornings like that, where I'm like, where something where I actually, it aligns with me, where I'm the luckiest girl in the world and everything always works out for me. That is the energy we are bringing in. So, you know, you can start your morning like that, but you have to whatever reality or whatever person you're trying to be, you need to embody that on a daily basis. If you're wanting to start a business this is just for example, if you're wanting to start a business, and so you manifest that, like, that's your manifestation, this is just a metaphor, whatever, like, oh, I want to start a business, or, you know, you write down in your manifestation journal, or scripting, whatever, like, I own a successful, I own a successful business in 2023, but you don't do any action, you don't take any action. So, okay, you want to own a business, you need to break that down into, like, okay, well, who do I, what would that person look like who owns a business? What habits are they going to do? What, how are they thinking? All of that. You need to live that person's life, because you're going to become that person if you establish those habits that you need to do, and then mirror those habits, because then once you mirror that, you push that out into the universe that that's who you want to be, and you will attract that successful business. So with that being said, you can't wake up and stick to the same habits and routines. And, you know, me, I have talked about this before, but, like, I'm still trying. I'm doing my best now to be very mindful of my wording, but I have manifestations that have not come to fruition yet. I am so blessed and grateful for a lot of the new knowledge that I've acquired, and I know it's not the universe's fault. It's me. There is some embodiment that I need to work on. There's some internal thing that I need to work on that is not, because what I'm pushing out is not what I want to push out, I guess, subconsciously. There's something deep inside me, I guess, or there's just something going on where it's not in vibration with me, right? Or, you know, it's me at the end of the day, and I know the things that I need to do and that I'm work on as far as, like, my lifestyle. That's, like, when I say lifestyle, you know, I'm thinking, like, mentality, like, something, okay, like, being optimistic. And I have, honestly, as far as manifestation, as far as manifestation is an everyday thing, I have almost gotten rid of my anxiety. There's a few things that pop up where I'm, like, anxious about stuff, but not as bad as I used to be, because it's an everyday thing where, you know, if you are anxious about things on a daily basis, you're not going to attract good things because you're anxious and you're pushing it away. So I have learned to, like, accept the fact and just obviously fucking realize, like, hey, being anxious is not benefiting me in any way. So why should I be anxious? And it's like, if you are anxious about something, why is it making you anxious? What is the baseline reason as to why I am anxious about this? And you can use this formula for whatever emotion you're feeling. So I guess when it comes to, like, me sitting here saying manifestation is an everyday thing, it has to deal with literally every single thing in your life. And you don't have, you know, I don't want to say everyone's perfect, because for some people, manifesting a relationship is going to be easier than manifesting money. And it could be the opposite. You could be really good at manifesting money, but you don't let, you know, you're not good at manifesting a healthy body, whatever it may be. You can flip it to however which way you want. But when it comes, like, I don't know if I'm explaining this right for you guys, but it's a way of life. It's positivity. Because it just, go through the routine. Someone who's a super magnetic manifester. When you think someone who's a super magnetic manifester and they get anything they want, it's because they have a good attitude. They're optimistic. They don't have any worries about anything. Everything's gonna work out because they trust in the universe. So if you if you complain about things, which this is something that I have finally come to realization within the last week, that I tend to complain about a lot of things. And it's like, you know what? That's not benefiting me. Because the more I speak about it, that is what is coming back to me. So I'm not going to complain about things anymore. And I have noticed that. So, okay, they're not complaining about things. They're expressing more gratitude. It's really, I don't want to say it's so simple, because we all have our own list of things that are hindering us from becoming a super magnetic manifester that we hold onto and latch onto because that's what we're comfortable with. And it's scary. For me, it's fucking terrifying to think that, for one, I'm in complete control of my life. Like, when you think about that and then you feel guilty. You feel guilty, well, at least I do. I feel guilty about the life I've lived, realizing that it was my fault, essentially. But guess what? You can release that guilt, because that's how, what you were living your life, because that's how you were living your life. Like, that's what you were used to. And the society we live in today is puts a lid on the manifestation world and makes you feel like you're crazy and whatnot. I'm totally going off track. Oh, but something actually really quick that I didn't want to speak about, I guess, on this podcast. But what was I watching? Oh, I was watching the movie Puss in Boots. And I noticed something in this movie that kind of, like, had a weird, like, epiphany about. So, you know when they're talking about, you know, you can't say your wish out loud when you make a wish and blow out the candles. You can't say, you know, everyone always says you can't say your wish out loud because it won't come true, which is the complete opposite, because you want it, like, you speak it into existence. And I just thought that was so funny. Now, because I was thinking about how society does not allow us to thrive and use our intuition and to be magnetic manifestors. We are in a society that wants us to stick to the rules, to not be free, all of that. And I just thought that was so funny. Like, a little tidbit about that. I'd never noticed that, but, like, now that I'm, you know, on my spiritual journey, my growth journey, whatever. So sorry. I just thought that was kind of funny on how they, you know, close the lid on all of that. Yeah. And I am not perfect as far as, like, becoming magnetic manifester. I know deep inside I'm right there. I'm so close to being everything I want to be. I know it's right in front of me. It's literally right in front of me. It has already done for me. And it's me. I need to put in the work as far as adjusting my mindset and my lifestyle in my literal everyday life. I know I used to think, oh, you just write it down and, oh, it's gonna come true. Yes and no. Yes, if you are a super magnetic manifester. No, if you have shit to work on. And as far as, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you, okay, well, if you want to be a super magnetic manifester, these are the habits, or this is what you were going to have to do. Because guess what? Every single person is different. To become a super magnetic manifester, everyone is going to be different as far as what habits and what lifestyle changes they need to make. So when I sit here and tell you that, when you think about being a magnetic manifester, what does that look like to you? As a person, in every aspect of your life, what does that look like to you? Everything that you can think of. What is your hair like? How do you dress? What do you eat? How you handle situations? Because that's the energy you're putting out. Because manifestation, you don't get to turn that off. The energy and vibrations you put out, you don't get to turn that off. So that's why manifestation is an everyday thing. It's a lifestyle because of that. And I think that was the most beautiful, perfect, on point explanation that I could say for that. So that's going to be the end of this podcast episode. Because me just saying that was like, ding. The universe was like, you nailed that shit, girl. You are good. So I hope that helps you guys a little bit. Once again, if you are not already subscribed to the podcast, please go ahead and do so. And if you guys have any podcast topics you would like for me to discuss, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. And thank you so much for tuning in. I love making these episodes for you guys. I honestly want to say that podcasting is one of my favorite forms of content to make for you guys, because I like just the free flow of making it, and I don't feel as like restricted, you know, like have to be a certain way, whatever, blah blah blah, because I don't know, with this podcast my goal is to like obviously educate you guys and inspire you, but also like coming to you as like a friend, you know. That's how I want it to be, because everyone's equal, and I don't know, I just obviously like the main reason for this podcast is to provide information for as many people as possible. And I am grateful to have this opportunity to make a podcast for you guys and to share this information. It really brings me so much joy and happiness to see my podcast growing, and I appreciate every single listener. So if you're listening to this, thank you so much. I really do appreciate every single one of you guys. And I will see you on the next episode. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Bye.